This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A line of strong storms moving across the Front Range produced hail, wind, and tornado warnings, but no widespread reports of damage. The storms are moving to the northeast across the plains. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 8 p.m. from the Front Range across the plains. Colorado's hospital capacity fell during the past month, but the state health department's COVID-19 incident commander, Scott Bookman, says the healthcare system is holding up against the more contagious Delta variant.
The top line message here is that we do still have a significant amount of hospital bed capacity across the state.
ICU beds went from being 72% to 80% occupied during the past 30 days. A new AAA Colorado survey says many Coloradans drive unsafely around schools. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Nearly 40% of survey respondents said they've sped through school zones. 30% say they've used their cell phone in a school zone. And 22% say they've cut off a school bus because it's driving too slow. With students returning to school, AAA Colorado says now is the time for drivers to knock off dangerous driving habits. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert's most recent campaign filings under scrutiny by the Federal Election Commission. The agency warned it may pursue legal action over $6,500 the campaign paid out to Boebert personally. Her campaign says those payments were a mistake and that the money has already been returned. Boebert recently revealed that her husband earned almost $1 million as an energy consultant over the last 2 years that was not in her previous financial disclosure. This is CPR News.